Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, how they fit in the fantasy world right now on FFT and 5.
But let's talk Caleb first. Talk about his fantasy fit with the Bears and his dynasty outlook with the Bears. We don't know he's going to the Bears, but it's very likely.
We kind of know that he's going to the Bears. I think he's a great quarterback. He's polished. He's well-trained. He's got a live arm. He's a ridiculous playmaker when things break down. I especially love how he played in the red zone last year for USC. He has the added dimension of being an effective rusher. He's not Lamar Jackson, but he can still get it done. 9 of 11 rush attempts at the goal line for touchdowns. That's a pretty good rate for touchdowns for Caleb Williams and the Bears. He did hold the ball a lot. He created his own chaos. He needs to learn how to tuck the ball when he runs, but that's really about it. Maybe he could have made some better tight window throws, but he's going to Chicago where the offense should fit his strengths. I believe he's familiar with new Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. I believe they both were parts of the quarterback collective camps that high school quarterbacks participate in. Caleb definitely went. Waldron has definitely been there. I'm sure the two have crossed paths. And I love the receivers that he's going to throw to, and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. And as soon as Keenan Allen went to Chicago, Dan, that's how I knew that Caleb Williams was going to be the Bears pick, because he's that perfect short and intermediate area option who can get open and work on hustling on scramble drills. I think Caleb Williams will be a good fit there. I expect him to be drafted right around 15th, somewhere between 15th and 18th in redraft leagues. And in dynasty leagues, those rookie-only drafts, he's going to be the 101 in Superflex 2QB and probably be close to 5th overall in 1QB rookie-only drafts.
Now let's talk a little bit about Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, very interesting prospect, 50 combined touchdowns last year at the collegiate level. How does he project the NFL level in your mind, Dave? And where are the best fantasy fits, and how could that impact his dynasty outlook?
Well, he's not locked into a team like Caleb Williams seems to be. So we can root for him. You know, he's meeting with Minnesota. That's recent news. It would be amazing if the Vikings somehow got their hands on him. But I think he'd be a good fit almost anywhere he goes. He's got the mechanics and fundamentals down pat, NFL ready when it comes to footwork, throwing motion. He's built for this era of NFL because he can run the ball just as well as throw it. He was awesome with his accuracy, 72.7% completion rate. His ADOT was 10.2, ranked very high among all of the prospects in this quarterback class, including ahead of Caleb Williams. On passes of 15-plus air yards, he was tops not only among the Big Five, but number one in the FBS in completion rate and touchdown rate. 31.1% of his throws of 15-plus air yards went for touchdowns. He's good with velocity. He knows when to take stuff off the ball. His speed was good. Rarely did the first defender take Daniels down on his runs, but obviously he's slender, so everybody's worried about him taking big hits and missing time, especially fans in Washington, man. They saw RG3's career crater because he couldn't hold up. But I think in Washington, in the offense that they will run, I think he's going to be a good fit. I like the receivers that they have. I think they can add more to the receiving core. I think they can add more to the offensive line. I think Jaden Daniels would be a good fit there. Caught some heat on our main show for saying that Jaden Daniels would be good in New England. I think the offense would fall more on his shoulders there, obviously, because they don't have a lot around him. But I think he could end up doing just fine there and maybe kind of pull what C.J. Stroud did, maybe not to the same level as a passer, but be able to go into a franchise and lift them up right away. I think he is that good of a quarterback.
Before we move on to Drake May, I want to ask you, Dave, last year, our consensus, but a lot of us, you know, Jamie, you yourself, and we were very high on Anthony Richardson. Some even, you know, Jamie talked about him as a potential breakout for breaking into the top 10, top 8 overall at the end of the season at QB1. Is there an opportunity for Jaden Daniels in redraft to be that quarterback that you want to target, that quarterback who's ranked outside maybe in ADP, the top 12, but you can give you a QB1 year?
The answer is yes. And a landing spot will definitely make him more or less appealing in that regard. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, Anthony Richardson's built like a tank and he got hurt. So what's going to happen to Jaden Daniels? And you're just going to have to accept that. That's part of Jaden Daniels' game. When you watch him play at LSU, he was pretty durable. The only time he left the field last year was because he took a wicked hit. It looked like an illegal hit. He was concussed, and he couldn't come back in the game. I think he'll be able to hold up more or less as well as other quarterbacks have that have come out of college lately. Listen, Bryce Young held up last year, and the dude is teeny tiny. So if he can hold up, then I think Jane Daniels can hold up as well.
And one more quick question on that. Is there an opportunity for him in Dynasty, given his skill set with the rushing upside, to surpass Caleb Williams for you if he goes to the right team?
Right team, right franchise, where he's going to be with the same coaching staff for a while, and we like that coaching staff. I guess Minnesota would be the best version of that. Yeah, I think he could. And I think Jane Daniels could be ahead of Caleb Williams in redraft as well. But I would expect most leagues will have Daniels right behind Caleb Williams as far as when they get taken off the board. That includes Dynasty League. So you could hear what I said about Caleb Williams. The next pick after could be Jaden Daniels in all those cases.
Now let's get to Drake May, the quarterback out of UNC. Big frame, big arm, a lot of issues, mechanics right now.
Yeah.
Reminds me in some ways of the Herbert, Josh Allen's pre-draft process. Where do you stand on May, and what are some of the fantasy places you'd like to see him go, and how might that impact his dynasty outlook?
I think we need to be a little bit more patient with May, but I expect him to be a top three pick, whether or not that's Washington, New England, or Minnesota making the move up to get him. Of course, Minnesota would be amazing. I'd be very interested in Drake May in redraft leagues if he went to the Vikings and he's throwing to those guys in Minnesota. And I think the accuracy issues that he has are tied to footwork issues, mechanics with his throwing motion. I think he has an elongated throwing motion. And if he gets that cleaned up, he could end up being just as good of a thrower as Justin Herbert, as Josh Allen. So there's huge upside for him. And I don't know if there's really much downside. In fact, he's younger than Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I believe. So you could see him absolutely sticking around a couple years longer than those guys. You could put him ahead of Daniels theoretically for that reason alone, if you like the landing spot. Now, with quarterbacks like this, if they've got things that need to get worked on and the coaching staff doesn't do a good job of fixing them, could take a while for them to be impactful players in fantasy. So we kind of have to take a wait and see approach with Drake May. It's why he's third for me right now. After the draft, he might be first, he might be third still.
May ran for 700 yards and 7 touchdowns in 2022. So there is a rushing profile there that people may not think about. All right, that's the big three quarterback prospects for FFT and 5. Remember, if you want more information on this, check out the site, cbssports.com. Dave and I have been grinding draft profiles. We have extensive scouting reports, strengths and weaknesses based on tape, tape examples, advanced stats that Dave has dug up that are unbelievable, fantasy fits, NFL comps, all the combine stuff. It's a great resource. So please check that out.